Welcome to Joy of the Gospel, a renewal for parish life based on three principles: good community, good preaching and teaching, and good music. Unit 6, Governance and Stewardship, is presented by Helen Delahunty, Archdiocese and Financial Administrator, and Tim Smith, Senior Officer, Strategy and Public Policy, Catholic Education.
It's great to see everybody here, and it's great that we're all in this beautiful building, looking over our cathedral, over that beautiful piazza that we love calling it. We've had a wonderful last 7 days in the diocese. We've won four architecture awards last week, and last night we won commercial architecture award for the Master Builders. So we should be very proud of what we've done in this archdiocese. This is an extraordinary building. It's been 15 years coming. A lot of people have been involved, and I was privileged enough to be intimately involved with building it. So it's a marvellous thing to be here, and I love that everyone turns up and sees it. But I can't imagine how we would have done this in Favour House. But anyway, we're in St Christopher's today. So today Tim and I are going to talk about councils, parish pastoral councils, finance councils and school councils. Now, we're not going to have... as Tim just said before, this is a rubber hits the road session. This is where we do the really tough, gritty things that we've got to do to make our parishes wonderful. We've heard marvellous things over the last few hours and last night, but this is where we actually can get in and do some really tough work. So there's three key parish bodies. You can see what they are there. So we've got accountability, transparency and communications. That's the key. That's really the key in three words. That's all I need to say, really, but I'll say more. So accountability, transparency and communication, that's what we're after. So this is a little bit of canon law. These are my prayers, I call them. You know, I might be theologically illiterate, but I listen to the canons and that's how I work, and that's what I have to listen to. I actually do pray a bit as well, just for good measure. The Church claims the right to acquire, retain, administer and alienate temporal goods. So temporal goods is a marvellous word for everything we have. For the provision of fitting support for the clergy and other ministers, and the carrying out of the works of the sacred apostolate and of charity, especially for the needy. So that's a pretty good canon. I love it. 1254. So what do we do, parish pastoral councils? In this diocese, where every parish should have one, needs to have one, not all dioceses do, but we do. So a key outcome in the 2004 Archdiocese Synod was talking about partnership in ministry. This is where we hit it. So partnership in ministry. We're all here to do that work. So what do parish pastoral councils do? It's the key body. That consults with the priest in the area of pastoral planning. So the PPC, it brings together people from various elements of the parish, but it's a representative body, not a body of representatives. So that's important to know too, that people on the PPC are representing the whole of the parish community. They're not representing themselves. They come together as a group. So where are we at with PPCs? I get into lots of parishes, and we do audits every year. Leanne in South Tuggeranong just had us last week. We get to talk about we audit the books, but that's just part of our audit. Some of that, we look at PPC meetings, we look at PFC meetings, which I'll talk about in a minute. And It's clear that some PPCs are very vital and interested in the parish, and others have not that viv and verve. So where are we at? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Where are we at in our little journey? And what's our vision for the future? It's a really important question to answer. And then how do we achieve that? I mean, this is the place where we can put together ideas, we can help the priest, we can help the parish. This is where we, as lay people, get up and do stuff. It's marvellous. But we've got to have the guts and the grit to do it. And get the right people on the council. That's really the most important thing. There's a whole heap of things that I'll wish through there. Membership, all that sort of stuff. We can talk about that later. Now we'll get on to parish finance councils. This is where I get excited. Love the finance councils. I'd be on every one of them if I could. The finance council is really looking after the temporal goods of the parish. That's their role. Assist the priest to look after the temporal goods. So it's quite a different role from the PPC. The parish priest is the canonical administrator of all the parish's goods. In the archdiocese, the only civil legal body we have is the trustees of the Roman Catholic Church for the Archdiocese of Canberra and Goulburn, and it's we're there because of the parish proper. The Catholic Church Property Trust Act. There it is. Legislative arm, and that's how we're here. We're not here because we're a normal company. We're here because of the Property Trust Act. So the parish priest he's the boss of all the goods in the parish, even though the archdiocese in its civil life owns everything. The parish is the public juridic person. So in that role, he's assisted by his parish finance council. How do we do that? So there's, we've got money coming in and out. We've got, what are we going to do with that money? They are all the really important roles that the parish finance councils do. So who should be a member of it? The priest and at least three parishioners. And they should have some sort of, not expertise necessarily, but interest in finance, law, those sorts of issues. How do we relate with the, how does the parish council rate with the finance council? That's the most important area, what we do with each other. I think there's lots of parishes who have joined together and done parish councils and finance councils together. I'm not sure, that's up to you, but they're quite separate issues and quite separate areas. So the relationship between these bodies should be founded on the recognition that one is not more important than the other and that they must work closely together. The administration of temporal goods cannot occur without an awareness of the mission. Money for mission, that's what we're all about. We're not here to make money, we're not here to do, but we have to have money for mission. So pastoral initiatives or the mission of the parish can't be responsibly addressed without an awareness of the resources that are available. It's really important. Good communication between these bodies are essential. That's it, right on time. Thanks, Rachel. We're gonna hand over to the school councils now with Tim.
When I saw the heading for us today, governance and stewardship, and it was right before lunch, I said to myself, first of all, I say thank you for staying. I'm going to talk about the role of the community council. We have two models in our schools. We have school board and PNF, which many of you would be familiar with, and we also have another model called the school community council, which has been introduced in the last Ursula probably five or so years, maybe a bit, oh, 10 years ago. Yeah, which was just a different way of governing. This is, we're entrusted by the Archbishop, and this is an important statement. The statement applies to boards and to councils. The council has an advisory role in certain policy areas across the school. The fact that we're entrusted to it by the Archbishop emphasises the fact that we're not working alone. We're not working as a Catholic school which is isolated from the parish. Absolutely must be integral with what Helen was talking about, the parish pastoral councils and parish finance councils. Do we do that well in our parishes and schools? Well, I think we do it well in some areas. Can we do better? I think we can, of course. We talk about the who, the what and the why. Who's part of the school council? We have the principal and as an ex officio, and the parish priest is an ex officio. It's most important that we emphasise that as well. Now, if the parish priest isn't available to attend those meetings, he may nominate someone, an alternate, to attend in his place, and oftentimes that person is a person from the parish pastoral council. And it can be. And that makes that link really important, doesn't it? You know? We have two members of staff, we have at least four parent members appointed in accordance with the constitution, and then three other people can be appointed by the council for their expertise. So what will often happen is that we will have the four parents nominated from within the community, but then there'll be other people that we can bring on, and they may be parents, or they may be parishioners, or they could be someone from the community that's got some sort of expertise, depending on the local circumstances. So what are the key elements to be considered by a school community? We have Catholic identity and character, academic programs, the physical resources, the leadership, financials, and enrolment and growth. They're the six things that we talk about when we come together as community councils or school boards. As you can see, Catholic identity and character is at the top. It's there for a reason. That's what makes us distinct. That's the difference between having a Catholic school and any other school that might be in the suburb. So that's the highest emphasis that we talk about. Parents want to be involved. Parent leaders are most important in our schools. And they want to know about the academic programs, and they want to be able to advise on that sort of thing. It may sound interesting. Why would a parent want to be involved in the academic program? Well, of course you do. You know, the technology, things are changing. Loretta has two daughters in Catholic schools at the moment, one in kinder and one in year four. I'm sure Loretta has a vested interest in what that's going to look like for her daughters. Kathy Moffat's just become a grandma of twins only a month or so ago. 3 weeks ago. 2036, those children are going to be finishing school. 2036, the twins will be leaving school. We would want to have some sort of influence on what's happening in our schools for them. That's what we're talking about, our stewardship. Leadership, the finances, enrolment and growth, all important aspects of how a school runs, but all involving the expertise of the parish. This is an example of our structure. So on the executive, we have our parish priest, principal, chair, deputy chair, secretary, treasurer, and staff nominees. Our chair is almost always one of the parents. And from there, we can have different working parties that are working off to the side, doing all the things that we do throughout the year, assisting the school to run smoothly. So that's the how, the why. Why do we worry about, you know, the integration of the three? We're not working in isolation. The parish and the school must be working together. Some of these events, some of these things, the parish priest will be attending all three in lots of occasions, all three working parties or all three councils, and is able to help with that communication. It's very strong. Where have I seen it working really well? I've seen it working really well in a community called Nazareth. Nazareth is in Adelaide. Has anyone ever heard or seen or been to Nazareth community? Loretta has. Nazareth has a simple outline of cradle to grave. And essentially it's it caters for children from 3 months old, where parents have brought their children in for childcare, right through to what they call the wise owls. And the wise owls are the parishioners who are retirees, who are an integral part of the community. It is a school, it's a K-12 school on two separate campuses, but don't dare say that there's a senior school and a junior school, because they are one community and they talk about that. The parish is all part of the school. They come together, they have the youth ministry running breakfast clubs, and being a part of the day. They have different classes happening throughout the day where the wise owls come and become integrated within the classrooms. And the parish and the school are all working as one. And that's the best model that I've seen of the three different areas of our parish and school working together for the benefit of the whole community. And that's about all I've got. I didn't get dinged.
You are definitely getting a Mars bar. Thank you, Jim.